We'd already planned to spend Christmas Eve together. She's going to South Carolina with me to meet my sister and my grandmother. Stephen grinned brightly. Well, she's at table 73 taking an order. As soon as she's done, we'll ask her. Oh, sure. Danny had hoped he'd be able to cut Elisa off and cook up an excuse not to go to church before Stephen got to her. He didn't want to offend him, both because he needed him to work those shifts and because he genuinely saw Stephen as a very close friend. Danny followed Stephen to the computer where Elisa had gone to ring in her order. He tried to catch her eye to deliver some type of sign, but she was focused on the screen. Stephen leaned against the service station. Elisa, Danny said you guys are going to be in Savannah for Christmas, so we thought it'd be nice if we all went to my church for Christmas Eve service. They'll have great Christmas music, candles. It's really pretty. She glanced up from the screen for a second. That's awesome. I'd love to. I love Christmas. Stephen looked over at Danny, who was less elated. Well, fantastic. It'll be fun. Just let me know which days you need me to pick up. Looks like I'm getting a table. Talk to you later. Thanks. Danny patted Stephen on the shoulder as he walked away. It wasn't that he was afraid of church. Danny's grandmother had taken him and his sister to church when they were little, but he saw religion as a more personal matter, not something one did in front of others, not that he devoted much time to his personal pursuit of religion. Trish walked up to Danny and handed him a bottle of champagne. Table 81 celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary. The concierge at the Hyatt sent them. This is on the house. I gave them to you because I know you'll take good care of them. You're one of our best servers, Danny. But you know it's not fair to the rest of the team when you're late. I know, Trish. I promise I'll do better. He took the bottle and smiled. Danny walked to the ice bin near the bar and filled a champagne bucket with ice and water. Elisa walked up behind him and took down two champagne flutes from the glass rack overhead. Are you still getting bawled out by Trish? And she just reiterated what she said earlier. But it's her way of telling me to shape up or ship out. Elisa filled the flutes with ice and water to chill them. 2 more years and you'll have your degree. You'll be running some swanky old folks home and raking in the cash. You'll be the one bawling people out for being late. Danny was pursuing a Master's of Health Service Administration with a certificate in gerontology from Armstrong State University. I prefer the term upscale assisted living community to swanky old folks home, but I hope you're right. And you'll be a famous artist. Elisa chuckled. SCAD was the most fun way I could get my parents to pay for me to get out of Connecticut. Elisa's family had money, but they weren't about to pay for her to move away, get an apartment, and live a life with no ambition. They had reluctantly agreed to put her through Savannah College of Art and Design. They paid for all of her necessities, tuition, books, supplies, housing, food, and clothing. But she had taken the job at Lilly's to earn spending money, which they did not provide. You love to paint. I think you underestimate your potential. Elisa poured the ice water from the chilled flutes into the sink and handed them to Danny. I love art, but it's not a serious career like old people-tology. Gerontology, and thanks for chilling the glasses for me. Danny grinned. He really liked this girl. Whatever. Elisa fought back a blushing smile. It was obvious that she really liked him, too. Danny took the champagne, the ice bucket, and the glasses to his table. He wondered if someday he and Elisa might be celebrating 20 years together. One thing was for sure, if they did, they wouldn't be staying at the Savannah Hyatt. Not that he had anything against the Hyatt. It was a very nice hotel, and he'd be very happy to stay in one in most any other city in America. But in Savannah, there was a vast selection of beautiful bed and breakfasts available in the old homes built during the 18th and 19th centuries. Fine hotels were all over the world, but these one-of-a-kind homes were only in Savannah. Many of the luxurious homes, built in Federal, Georgian, or Italianate architectural style, were situated on huge squares with towering monuments at their centers. In addition to providing green spaces throughout the historic district, the squares had a calming effect on traffic, which had to proceed slowly around one-way streets laid out in roundabout fashion to navigate the individual square parks. Elisa's student housing was in one of the old homes on Bull Street.